Hello, my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. This is the JAN podcast of 16th of April 2017. Improving outcomes in gastroesophageal cancer. What influences the time between developing gastroesophageal cancer and a doctor realising a patient has it? This was the subject of a study titled, Which Interval is Most Crucial to Presentation and Survival and Gastroesophageal Cancer, a Systematic Review, by Lee et al., 2017, and published in JAN. The aim of this study was to identify the most crucial interval to encourage earlier diagnosis in with gastroesophageal cancer and to identify potential factors affecting this interval. And the study used a systematic review method. 12 articles published between 2000 and 2016 were analysed. Three main themes were used to present the data: total delay, patient interval, i.e. time between symptoms and seeing a doctor, and treatment interval. In the words of the authors, the literature review identifies the patient interval as the most crucial factor for engaging in preventive measures to encourage earlier diagnosis. Most patients present at too late a stage for curation of gastroesophageal cancer. This supports UK government and cancer research charity calls for campaigns to increase earlier diagnosis by increasing awareness of symptoms in the general population. This should encourage people who have symptoms to see the doctor as early as possible to receive treatment and survive longer. In conclusion, the authors say, the incidence of gastroesophageal cancer is increasing across the globe, yet survival remains poor. However, there is a significant lack of focus on this cancer in the literature, and potential sufferers of this cancer need to be encouraged to seek medical attention, as the patient interval is the most crucial to survival. For this, community-level interventions are required to raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of this cancer. I have to declare that I was one of the co-authors of this article.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.